Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, it's a typical autumn day. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear and the air is crisp. Tel Aviv is enjoying mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Meanwhile, Haifa is slightly cooler, with a gentle breeze coming in from the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, Israeli officials suggest the U.S. may use a recent nuclear operation in Syria as a model for Iran's uranium extraction. This comes from an assessment made just 44 minutes ago. Also, Walla reports that Avigdor Lieberman criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu for providing aid to Gaza, calling the state bankrupt. This statement was made earlier this hour. Also this hour, Ynet reveals that after 78 years, the IDF has identified the grave of a soldier who was killed trying to flee a British detention camp. This news came in just an hour ago. Separately, I-24 News reports that former U.S. President Trump expressed distrust toward Iran, stating that America has total control over the strait. This follows a Houthi missile strike on a Yemeni commercial ship, killing 6 people. This story broke 7 hours ago. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, new polling shows that half of Australians are now less confident in the safety of all faiths coexisting after the Bondi attack. This report was released 3 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT6113, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just 18 minutes ago that President Putin warned Europe could face Russian retaliation if the EU sells confiscated Russian cargo. From the Jewish Policy Institute, a post from 19 minutes ago highlights that only 3% of Israelis believe Hamas will completely disarm and Israel will withdraw from Gaza. Meanwhile, Middle East 24 brings to light an incident where Hamas militants killed a Palestinian citizen in Gaza. This news, posted 27 minutes ago, questions the narrative presented by major media outlets. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. and Iran situation, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israeli officials see a slim chance of the U.S. modeling its approach to Iran's uranium extraction on a recent operation in Syria. This development suggests the White House aims to reassure Israel of its commitment to countering nuclear threats. If pursued, this could significantly impact regional security dynamics. Turning to domestic politics, Avigdor Lieberman's comments at the Kerem Shalom crossing have stirred political debate. Walla's article highlights Lieberman's frustration with Netanyahu's decision to allow aid trucks into Gaza, accusing the prime minister of failing to prioritize Israeli interests. This tension underscores the ongoing debate over Israel's policy toward Gaza. Meanwhile, the identification of Shlomo Haimson's grave brings closure to a long-standing mystery. Ynet reports that Haimson was killed in 1948 while attempting to reach Israel from a British detention camp in Cyprus. The discovery by the IDF not only honors his memory, but also highlights the enduring legacy of those who fought for Israel's independence. In Yemen, the Houthi missile attack on a commercial ship has raised tensions. I-24 News provides details of the incident, where 6 individuals were killed. This attack follows Trump's remarks on Iran, emphasizing the volatile nature of regional maritime security. The incident could have broader implications for shipping routes and international trade. Finally, the Australian Jewish News reports a significant shift in public sentiment, with half of Australians feeling less confident about interfaith safety following the Bondi attack. This reflects broader concerns about community cohesion and the effectiveness of local councils in addressing such issues. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that 25.4 billion shekels have been deposited in the Savings for Every Child program, yet parental involvement remains low. The National Insurance Institute reveals that most of these savings are managed in provident funds. Separately, Maariv Business adds that the Savings for Every Child initiative has become the norm, with over 3.6 million active savings plans. However, only 63% of parents are actively managing these accounts. And finally, from tech, Covenant has taken its long-range missile from secrecy to a live-fire test in Morocco. The American defense startup, which has ties to Israel, tested its Anthem cruise missile at a new military range. This marks a significant step in their technological development. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.